Okay, welcome back. We are continuing our journey through prayer. We started last time what was called the morning blessings, and I asked for some pushback because there was a blessing, the only place in the whole prayer book, the only place in the Siddur, where there's a different options to say for men and for women, and the choice that the prayers choose, that the Jewish tradition chooses. And I tried to explain that. And I said, I'm curious what people think about my explanation, how they feel about it. I got a little bit, generally pretty good response, but I did get a little bit of pushback. And one of our listeners felt that it was important to point out, and I agree, and I agree that these concepts that we spoke about last time about how men are and how women are generalities. We don't mean 100% one way or the other. It's more important to understand the concept of the masculine and the concept of the feminine. That's usually how Judaism looks at it. And any individual can be more one way, have more masculine traits or more feminine traits. So we're really just learning concepts. And even in the Torah, we have precedent for that. We have individuals, males who had more feminine traits, and women, females who had more masculine traits. But there are really ideas, and I think it's, but the message remains the same, that everyone should appreciate who they are. That's what this part of the davening is. That's what we're trying to do, appreciate who we are and thank Hashem for it. And that is where we continue. Actually, this next, we're going to try to cover a lot of ground today, do the next seven blessings. And they're really on one theme. They're on the theme of gratitude. One of the most important Jewish traits is to be grateful, to have gratitude. In fact, the name, I don't remember what if I mentioned this in the past, but I'll say it again. The name Jews, what is the name Jew? Where does that come from? So, of course, Jew is from the word Judaism. Like Judah, the leaving in Judah. Judah is, of course, a name, and it has to do with where we were living and who was controlling the Judea. But a deeper meaning of the word Yehuda, Judah, like Jew, means to thank. It was a person with that name, but it comes from the same root, actually, it's the same word as the word Todah, to be grateful, to be thankful. And it's something to remember. That's what it means to be a Jew. We make 100 blessings, thanking God for every 100, at least 100 blessings a day, thanking Hashem for every aspect of our life. We've already discussed thanking Hashem for being able to go to the bathroom. We thank Hashem for giving our soul back in the morning and who we are to the greatest detail. We've already discussed, and we're going to go through that. And one of the important benefits that someone gets from being so grateful is the happiness. Is the happiness. People think, young people more, think that our happiness comes from our circumstances, from a certain gift or a certain opportunity or a job or a relationship or a place that we'll go that will get us happiness. But the truth is, we understand as life goes on that it's really none of those things. And it's always about our attitude. We could be in one of the most terrible situations and focus the good in that, and that brings us happiness. And the opposite, we can be in a great place, and people just, people are on vacation with their family, so much to be grateful for, complaining about how slow the room service is. And, if that's how you want to focus, you see how upset people are in airports and and at different areas, and you're like, wow, that's what you're choosing to focus on. And so you're getting everything that you want, and you're still not happy. I think that is a reality of life. And so it's very important to be grateful in order to be happy. And the way you do that is by focusing. Sure, yes, somebody, are you happy? Yeah. Are you grateful? Yeah. But if you don't think about it and you don't focus what you're grateful and what you're happy about, you can miss it. I have a personal practice that whenever we go on trips with our kids, we have other some exciting life event. Usually on the ride back, I'll ask them, what was your favorite part of that trip? I I think a lot of people do it, but I'm not sure. I'm all that. I don't go in other people's cars that often. So in my family, that's what we do. We say, what was your favorite part of the trip? And so it's a nice discussion, but it really helps people realize, you know, you just went on a few days and did a lot of different things together. And you say, how was that? Great. But if you don't pinpoint, say, you know, my favorite part was when we went to that, you know, wherever we saw that site, we had that activity, we played that game. And then people realize, you know, when you get to those specifics, you really become so much more grateful. And usually we have a car full of people. And so different people say different things and you kind of remember all those different parts and become grateful for all those different parts. So that's what we do. These next seven blessings really break down, I would say, things that every single human, although not every human, yes, some are not blessed with those things, but they can make the other blessings. But we'll see as we go along. For the most part, this is not even particularly Jewish blessings. Not, we'll see later, there are blessings that we thank Hashem specifically for what he gave the Jewish people. But now we're just thanking Hashem for the blessings of being alive, and we're going to get into very specifics. They're in order. They're in a specific order. Sorry about that. We, in fact, in the Talmud, it says that they used to say these blessings slowly, piecemeal. When we performed each event, as we woke up, we would say that blessing. And like we've explained before, it became too complicated. People didn't have their sitter with them. They didn't know the words of the blessings, or they weren't in a clean place to be able to say those blessings. So they just put them all together in this, what we call the morning blessings. And here we are on page 19, right after that split for the men and women. Okay, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who gives sight to the blind. Who gives sight to the blind. And that, you know, such an amazing thing. The first thing, we open up our eyes before we even get out of bed. And we're really grateful for that. By each of these blessings, you can really take a moment. Depends how many moments you have in your day. But if you have time, or once in a while, and appreciate the sight. Okay, such a blessing to see all the beautiful things, just to be able to get around. Very obvious, very important, but we often overlook the blessing that God has given us to be able to see. It's not for granted. Not everyone is able to do that. As an aside, those people who can't see should still make this blessing. And actually, most of these things we'll see, you still make the blessing even if you can't see. That has to do with a practical, legal, Jewish consideration. I shouldn't say that. It really, it's very explanatory. It's understood because even people who can't see are grateful for sight. You're not even saying, thank you, Hashem, for giving me sight. It says giving sight to the blind, meaning we're all blind when we're sleeping and you give sight. Even that man who is blind benefits from other people being able to see. Everyone who helps him, who creates a lot of things are only possible with sight. So he would still bless. But for those of you who are fortunate enough to be able to see, you can say this with the full meaning. Thank Hashem for that. Continued. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who clothes the naked. Okay? This is an interesting one. Maybe we'll discuss it a little bit before we go on. Because you thank Hashem for giving you clothing, it's a little funny. Where did Hashem give us clothing? Did he? Is that his doing? Or is that, I went to this, you know, the sight, I understand. I can't see without him. But the clothing is not something he really did. It's really our own doing. And what's so good about it? What are we being grateful for over there? In fact, if you look at nature, animals don't have clothing. I mean, that's Hashem made them. He didn't give them clothing. And even people, according to the Torah, originally Adam and Eve did not have clothing. So what are we thanking Hashem for? And I think these different questions answer each other in the true Jewish way, where the point originally man didn't have clothing. We got mixed up. We made a mistake. We forgot that we're different than animals. We wear clothing, according to Jewish thought, to cover the part of us that's most animalistic. The more animalistic it is, the more we're likely to cover it. But in general, our bodies that are not unique to us, they really just look like a body. We want to cover that because that's not who we are. Originally, Adam and Eve knew who they were. We've discussed already that man is made out of a soul and a body. And Adam and Eve knew that they were really just souls clothed by this body. So they walked around without any kind of covering. Animals did too, but they were very different. Animals were bodies, and people were souls with these, animal bodies. And that was fine. After the sin, they got things mixed up, and they thought that they were really just bodies. They looked like animals, and that was very embarrassing. So Hashem created clothing for them. They created clothing, and we cover our bodies. It's interesting. It was pointed out to me once that the only parts of the body that, according to Jewish tradition, we don't cover are the face and the hands, which are the two parts that are most unique to us. Our face is certainly something unique, and even our fingerprints are unique to us. We're not trying to cover what's unique about us, just the opposite. We're trying to bring that out. We're covering all that stuff that looks really, a shoulder, a back, really just looks like everybody else's for the most part. And so it's not who we are. It's just our body that gets us around. The interesting part about it is that we thank Hashem again for giving us clothing so we could cover our body, because we're not our body, we're our soul. And at the same time, we try to wear nice clothing, which is, certainly the right thing to do, to almost glorify the body. You see what the issue is here? Not the issue, but the interesting thing about it. It's our interesting balance, like body and soul, like we had a while ago when we made the blessing, one on the soul and one on the body. We understand that we're not our body, only our body. We're our soul, and probably first and foremost our soul, but we respect our body. And so we wear clothing to take away attention from the body, and at the same time, wear nice clothing to treat that body with proper respect. So I think that's kind of the intention. We thank Hashem. Certainly you can have in mind forgiving you all the wonderful, beautiful clothing that you do have. Thank you, Hashem, for that. And also that on a deeper level, that we know that we're not our bodies, that we're our soul, and that we can use our bodies to help us accomplish important things. Okay, we continue. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who releases the bound. Releases the bound. It sounds like the words, actually, in the Hebrew, it's like you got us out of jail. And what it refers to is the moving of the limbs, just the fact that we can move. This is in this order. You'd first open your eyes, and at a certain point, people would get dressed first before they even got out of bed, before they even really moved around. So they get dressed right there. And then when you can stretch and move your arms and legs, you thank Hashem for that ability of movement. Not everyone has that ability. There are certainly people who are paralyzed and cannot do that. We thank Hashem that we're able to move our arms, our legs, our head. And again, if we can do that once in a while and focus on that and appreciate all the blessing that comes with it, take it for granted, but to really stop a moment and really think. People even have limited range of motion. People can move their arms, but then they can't move it all their way. Or if you ever had like a problem with your neck where you can't make a full range of what you can do, fully lift it up, it's very unpleasant, very painful. So if you do are blessed enough to be healthy in that way, appreciate it. Thank Hashem for it. There were expert Jews who would meditate on this, on everything that they were given in their life. There's a famous rabbi, Rabbi Miller, Victor Miller, who would talk about the appreciation of an apple, and not just the food of the apple, but the taste of it, and not just the taste, but the smell that comes along with it, and the image, the look of it, and the crunch, and just go on and on appreciating it, where we'd say, oh yeah, thanks for the apple. But the more you appreciate it, the more you become a connoisseur of pleasure, I think is the way it was said. You appreciate all the blessing, and actually, the happier you'll be, really. You'll realize, wow, I just had a gourmet apple, and I'm just able to move all the limbs in my body, you know? Very, very grateful. We continue, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who straightens the bent. This refers to getting out of bed, because well, I guess when you're in bed, you're like kind of hunched up, and then when you full stand up, that's that. So even if you can move, you can't necessarily stand. There are certainly people in hospital beds who can move, but are bedbound. If you can are not bedbound and you get out of bed, you say thank you very much for straightening the bed, having in mind to be able to stand up. Again, I keep talking about the people who are able to do this. Technically, if somebody's not able to do this, they would still make these blessings. We turn the page to page 21 and continue. Okay, there's actually oh no, we're good. Yeah, let's keep going. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who spreads out earth upon the waters. And this is when we take a step. Hashem, you have created the ground upon the waters. We view it, and that's really the way science views it, and the way the Torah views it, is that there's the world of water, and then God put down ground, right? The ground kind of sits on top of the water. It wouldn't be so wonderful to live in the water. It's a funny blessing, interesting blessing, because of course, like if I didn't have any ground to stand on, I probably wouldn't have been sleeping in a bed, and I wouldn't have gotten, like, it doesn't make any even sense. What does a world look like without that? But again, this comes back to really appreciating everything. It doesn't have to be this way. The world could have been a little different, where we wouldn't have had that security. If you picture the difference of walking on water, not walking on water, I don't know. I don't have that many friends who can do that. But walking on a boat, being on a boat, and even on an airplane, there's a certain like lack of security where it just bobbing around and you just don't feel so confident. And when a person stands up on his own 2 feet and on the ground, he feels supported and confident. And it seems that the Torah wants us, the rabbis, Judaism wants us to be grateful for that too. Rokah ha'aretz ha'mayim, who has put ground on the water. Thank you for being allowing me to be able to walk with confidence. I guess if you say this in your home or you have a home, you could kind of have that in mind too. That ground is mine. I was able to buy that ground. Thank you very much for giving me a piece of the ground. Okay. The next blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, has provided me every need. Provided me every need. What does this mean? So the Talmud, when it describes this blessing, says you should say this when you're putting on your shoes. Interesting. What does the needs have to do with shoes? Another question, another point is that the expression is, if you look at the wording, I guess even in the English, you see this, who has provided me. How many times has it said me in these blessings? That's right. I hope you checked. None. It's all about me, right? I'm thanking God that I can see, that I can walk, that I can stand, that I can move my limbs. I thank him that I'm not a slave, that I have the understanding. But I never mentioned that because most of the things you mentioned, all the things you mentioned, are really not unique to me. They're for everyone. But there are things that are beyond that. Yes, I can see. I can move my limbs. I have clothing. I have ground. I can walk. That everyone has. But there are things, and I am grateful for those, even though everyone has them. But there are things that are unique to me, specifically that I need. And God has made that exactly what I need. Each of us have a unique job and a role to fulfill in this world. And I have all those tools. How do I know? Well, Hashem wouldn't give me a job if I cannot fulfill the job. I have everything. If not those tools, I have the ability to get those tools to fulfill those jobs. So this is actually just about our final step when you're ready to go. And it's highlighted in the Gemara by the shoes, because I think shoes are actually very uniquely fit, meaning you need the right size shoes to fit you. You can't wear one that are too big or too small. You need shoes that fit you specifically, as opposed to clothing. A little bit more wiggle room over there. Certainly, if you're in those days, you're wearing tunics and things like that. There was a lot of wiggle room, but literally, but in the shoe, it's quite specifically to you. And you thank Hashem, Hashem, I'm about to go out on the world. This is really the last thing I'm going to do. Tie my shoes and then walk out. And you have given me everything I need to be successful today, whether that is the intelligence, the connections, the physical things, a car to be able to get to work, my tools, if I need those, whatever I need, you have given me. And beyond, certainly I have even more. And we thank Hashem for giving me all those things, believing in me, going back to that, believing in the job that I have and that my ability to do it. And so we thank Hashem, who has given me personally everything I need. Again, this is why it's personal, because it's different for each person. And now we step on. And then final, not the final, but the final one for today. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who firms man's footsteps. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to do it a little bit different. In the Hebrew, it's who has prepared man, the steps of man. I don't know exactly what that means, firms. Makes it firm. Yeah, so again, in the Hebrew, we'll go with that translation, who has prepared the steps of man. And I believe what it means to say is that, okay, I just got ready to go. And I'm standing at my doorway, if you could imagine, in those days when people would make those blessings. But this is how you could picture it. I'm standing at my doorway. I'm so grateful. Once again, when I was sleeping, I had nothing. Nothing. As a, practically a dead man. I now have my sight back. I have my movement back. I'm able to stand. There is ground. There's clothing. There are shoes. There's everything I need to succeed. And the picture is almost like a little boy or girl on their first day of kindergarten, and the parents bought them all the nice uniform and their nice lunch box and prepared lunch for them and a sticky note and the pencils are sharpened and the 3 million crayons that the teachers want us to send in and everything is ready and we have all our hopes and aspirations and of course we sent a special prayer to Hashem in our own informal way saying please allow my child who I put so much heart and soul in to succeed. Please let the teacher like them. Let them like the teacher. Let the kids like them. Let there no bullies. Let none of the, terrible things that can happen in school and only wonderful things happen to them. We have all our prayers. And at the end of the day, we just kind of, whether they, they walk out that door, they step on that bus, and that's it. It's up to their own. They got to do. We can prepare them and do everything we can to get them ready. But whether they'll be successful or not is their own choices. And so Hashem says the same thing too, or we acknowledge that. Hashem, you have got me everywhere there. You've prepared me in every which way. But the unique thing about Hashem is that even when we do step out that door, He's still with us. Less clearly, I don't mean less clearly. Our job in this world is not to rely on Hashem and say, oh God, you run this world. You do such a great job. I'm going to sit here in my chair and watch you run the world. That's not what he wants us to do, obviously. The job in the world, according to Jewish thought, is that God created the world. He's capable of everything. And he wants us as human beings, as Jews, to go out and do the best we can at everything we need to do, whether that is Jewish practice, rebuilding the world, at our job, our school, whatever it is we're going to do, do that well. Yes, he's responsible for everything. Yes, he could do everything, but he wants us to be the most successful. So at this blessing, after again, he prepared everything and we walk out the door, we say thank you, who prepares the steps of man, firms in man's footsteps, who's with me along the way and didn't just let me go, although it almost appears like that because I really am out on my own. I have to work on my own, but you're with me. Each and every step is only possible with the help of Hashem. Each step, each person, person I meet, each sale I try to make, each impression I try to make on each individual, everything that I'm going to encounter throughout the day is only successful if Hashem wills it. And I acknowledge that in the morning. And I say, thank you so much, Hashem, who has helped me every step of my day. Okay, with that, we will conclude for this week. Just to review, we went through, I think, 7 blessings and thanking Hashem, the gratitude that we need that will bring us the happiness to appreciate every single part of our life, to focus on that, and that will bring us that joy that we can see, that we have clothing and what that means to be a human that has a soul and the body is less important, that we can move our limbs, that we can stand up, that we have firm ground to walk on with confidence, that He has given me my shoes and anything I need to perform my job well, and even as I go about my day performing my job, He is with me, and I thank Him for all those things. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.